Okay, so let's come back to the body. So try to sink into the body. Become fully aware of the moment right now. You can check your motivation. What's the motivation right now, sitting here? Probably to find some happiness, gaining some more understanding about meditation, about the teachings of the Buddha, in order to find some more happiness. And you can see very clearly the mind of attachment is always present, the self-cherishing mind is always there, looking out for something. And now even it starts to look inwards for some happiness. So try to change the self-cherishing mind for the mind of cherishing others. Or you can say, to change your attachment for love and compassion. Or you can say, instead of my happiness, what can I do for your happiness? Instead of what can I get, what can I do? So this pure motivation for the benefit of all living beings. But right now, how do you feel about others? Other living beings. Even just the group here. Mostly we look through the eyes of attachment and they become like objects of your attachments. And we start to discriminate between friend, enemy and stranger. It works very subtle. Already happened on the first day we came to this course. We already divided the group into friends, enemies and strangers. Very subtle. With attachment, you feel close to one. Maybe there's a beautiful person you feel attracted to. I already start to grasp, starts to become a friend. Like a solid permanent friend. And there's maybe one who's a little bit disturbing your mind. Aversion arises and slowly becomes like the enemy. And the one who's not interesting, this attachment mind, and it's not disturbing the mind, we simply don't care. That's when you look through the eyes of attachment, the self-cherishing mind. So try to recognize others by connecting with your heart, feeling equal, that they all want to have happiness. The person sitting next to me, you just have to make this shift. Yeah. You can even sometimes feel it. Yeah. Ahead of 30 minutes ago, I saw a very beautiful woman outside and thought, wow. I thought, ah, my attachment mind. And then I recognized, I started to connect with my heart. This person just wants to be happy. And my attachment just disappeared, my grasping mind. Try to connect from your heart. It's making effort in this. Recognizing there's someone else. Just wants to be happy. And not want to suffer exactly like myself. So let your mind wander a little bit around in the group here. And you can feel it brings different feelings up. Different feelings when you look through the eyes of attachment or the self-cherishing mind. Especially one who's triggered your feeling with attachment, aversion. And concentrate on this person in the group. And then start to connect with your heart. Wow, it's actually someone else who simply wants to be happy and not wants to suffer, just like myself. And also open your heart to the conditions the person is in, the difficulties the person experiencing right now and will experience in the future, just like myself. Can you feel the shift? Or the energy can shift, can change from your heart to the person's heart here in the group? May you be happy, just as I wish to be happy. And be free from suffering, just as I wish to be free from suffering. And expand this view into the world, because there are so many other living beings with the same wish for happiness. You can find them everywhere, on the land, in the water, very deep in the sea, and in the sky. And they just want to be happy, just like myself. Try to connect. Because then your heart starts to open up. You can include all living beings into your heart. With this wish to benefit them. Just as I want to benefit myself. So may this session become very beneficial for the benefit of all living beings. And the best way, what I do right now, is developing my mind. My development mind. Up to the highest realization of enlightenment. For the benefit of all living beings. So take your time. To make this very strong in your heart. Try to do this in your way. Stay connected with your heart. Try to stay away from the self-cherishing mind. Stay with your heart. May you benefit all living beings by doing this session. And we start with the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. And try to sink into the breath. Feel that the body is relaxed. And not in the critical mind. May I be happy. And not getting upset. May you be happy. Just like myself. Very good. And we move to our abdomen. Of course, don't forget the three conditions. Concentration point. And with all your focus in equanimous state of mind. Yes, very good. Breathe a little bit more out, one time, everything out. About a good practice. So when you feel that the breath doesn't go down into your abdomen, when your belly is not moving, but when you feel that your chest is moving out and up, yeah, then it's good, yeah, to concentrate on your abdomen every day. And that the breath can come back down deep into the body, into your feeling. There's a lot to transform. To give yourself the attention and not keeping compensating from the outside world. Try to connect with your deepest feeling, the inner child. So when your abdomen feels very hard, and try to make it soft like water. Try Try to make it soft. Or let the concentration even penetrate into the hardness that you feel in your abdomen. Make the concentration more sharp like a needle, and penetrate into its nature. It is three conditions. And then we move towards the entrance of the nostrils. Be mindful of the fourth condition. be mindful. Check your mind. And again, this wish, may I be happy, be well and happy. If you just do this every day, maybe before your meditation, after the meditation, wishing yourself to be happy and to be free from suffering will become a transformation. And from within, maybe feel still a little bit strange to wish yourself happiness. This will change, and you're going to feel it. It becomes very easy then, for love and compassion to feel for others. So take your time to stretch the body. And then we're going to alternate between wisdom and compassion at the moment of death. Yeah. You have to find your practice that really touch your heart with compassion and with emptiness. So let's start with the emptiness side. And I concentrate single-pointedly on the mind itself, the space of the mind, with the mental events that arise in it. Or seeing into reality, into non-duality, into the vision of non-duality. And feel how it gives some space. When you go beyond the dualistic mind. Beyond good, beyond bad. Like or dislike. Maybe this, maybe that. See that the body is very relaxed, not tense. And for an experience of the mind, the body should be very relaxed, even inside the body, like the breath. When you can focus in, into the awareness itself, between the thoughts, into the space of the mind itself, what you perceive as space, or say awareness, Stay with the mind, not what you directly perceive with the senses, but the mind itself, the space of the mind, with the mental events that arise in it. And then focus in into the awareness itself. We even may be able not to find any mental events, like a thought, a memory, not finding it all. Then we move to the compassion side. Maybe there's something very painful in your life, or something that happened in your life. You can even look back in your life when you felt depressed, when you were lonely. And by recognizing this, understanding that right now there are so many other living beings experiencing depression, loneliness, or something else you have been experiencing. Something that opens your heart. And secretly, just imagine these people in this world, that on the in-breath you take it upon yourself, just breathing it in into the body. You even don't have to visualize the self-cherishing, like a black rock at your heart or the Buddha nature. You can if this feels good for you. You even don't have to visualize the black smoke. Whatever feels good for you. If it helps you, then of course do. Find your way. Do this with compassion. May you be free from suffering. So bring up a memory from your life you have been experiencing in the past. Something very painful. Bring even the picture up. When you were sitting there all alone and you felt so lonely, so depressed. And right now, there's so many other living beings. Maybe just consider the humans who experience exactly the same. They sit exactly like you were sitting in the past. With the depression, the loneliness. May you be free from suffering and its causes. Breathing in. Don't let the mind wander away. Stay with the methods. May you be free from suffering. Don't concentrate directly on the suffering, but see there's another living being. Simply wish for happiness, but it's not happy. It's even suffering. The suffering you were experiencing in the past or experiencing in your life right now. May you be free from suffering. It's unbearable to see you all suffer. Because I know the pain. I was experiencing the pain. And let go. And again, concentrate on the mind. Bring the focus towards the mind. Into the space of non-duality. And also maybe you can feel within the space of non-duality when there's an unpleasant feeling in the body, a disturbing thought, that it can dissolve into the space of non-duality. When there's strong attachment or aversion, this energy can dissolve. And try to focus into the awareness itself, which itself is already non-duality. See that the body is relaxed, not tense. Also the breath. And the mind also relaxed. From the wisdom, you move back towards the compassion. Again, try to bring up a memory. Try to even to see the picture when you were suffering, when you lost someone, when you were sick, lonely, depressed, when you had anger. And right now, at this moment, uncountable many living beings experience exactly the same. May you all be free from suffering, because I know the suffering at its depths is just unbearable. You have to go through the suffering. So in the in-breath, may you be free from suffering. Imagine breathing it in. Find your way. It can be with black smoke, with the Buddha nature, the rock of self-cherishing, or even just the feeling. Try to find your way. Sometimes the suffering can be unbearable. And maybe you also have been very close. But you felt like, wow, I don't want to live anymore. Because of the suffering. It was too much. Even right now, there are people very close to this border of committing suicide. Because they cannot stand the suffering anymore. Especially mentally. So imagine you breathe it in. That you breathe in this thought, to bring an end to their life, and to take the suffering away from them, the physical suffering and mental suffering. May you be free from the suffering. So you try to feel responsible to save the person who is very close in committing suicide. May you be free from suffering. Really imagine if you take this right now upon yourself to save this person. And this person just wants to be happy. Just like myself, but doesn't know how to find happiness. Even society doesn't know. May you be free from suffering. I take it upon myself. I feel responsible to do something for you. May you be free from suffering. So go on like this, that you feel tears coming into your eyes. May you be free from the suffering. Go on, feel responsible. And then let go of the activity of mind. And just feel how the mind feels right now. maybe for a moment, now you can feel a relief. Are you wondering why? Because the self-cherishing could push you a little bit out of your heart. But probably just a little bit. Probably you already can taste it. Some peace. Peace of mind. And by having done this practice, we dedicate the process of merit, especially that we may overcome the root delusion, ignorance. So that we can gain realizations on the path very quickly for the benefit of all living beings. Especially this wish to become yourself, a realized being, just like the Buddha. How wonderful that would be. And you straight away can become very beneficial for so many living beings. Everybody who's going to meet you gets some benefit. How wonderful that would be. And we have the potential. We really can become like a Buddha. Wow. So take your time to finish the session here. It depends on your compassion. The practice becomes powerful the moment you bring compassion into it. The more compassion, the more purification, and the more merit. So I find personally the one with the self-cherishing mind, the rock of self-cherishing at your heart, more effective. Because it's the one to overcome. But naturally we'll get overcome when you develop more love and compassion, because it's the antidote against the self-cherishing mind. Self-cherishing mind is my happiness. And love and compassion is, what can I do? May you be happy. So you can see, by developing love, compassion, and wisdom, it's the antidote against all the disturbing emotions. All of them. The 84,000 different emotions. Just making effort in this. Problems just go away. They disappear. Like the darkness disappears in the light. So in this group here, I didn't feel any dullness at all. I never had this in the last 5 years, 6 years. Unbelievable. So very good. But still, I want to explain a little bit about dullness. Why? Because many people take refuge nowadays in dullness. Especially when you practice mindfulness a lot. And especially when you have some difficult time in your life, you will see this will affect your practice, and then it becomes more easy also to sink into dullness. Or you suddenly get more into the senses. And you start to live not so much more into morality. This also will lead you more easily into dullness. Because really like a refuge. When the mind gets a taste of this, then the mind is very tricky. Always try to lead you to this dullness. And when you're not aware of it, the dullness becomes so strong that you get really big problems in your life. So first of all, recognize dullness. So when you sink into dullness, it feels very pleasant. And the mind feels like entering into a thick liquid, like into thick oil. And you see, when you sink into this thick liquid, thick oil, then less emotions and less thoughts coming in. Yeah? And when the thought comes in, when emotion comes in, you're not really feeling this in this thick liquid. Yeah? So what actually happens with the concentration, which should be very focused, very sharp concentrated, like a drop of oil, the drop of oil falls on the surface of water and then start to expand. And it feels very pleasant. And it feels like going into this thick liquid where you feel less emotions, less thoughts. It feels very peaceful. And you think like, wow, I'm making progression here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything starts to slow down when you go into this energy of dullness. Yeah. You can feel it at some point. Yeah. Everything starts to slow down. Your body activities, your mind activities. They also call this inactivity when you're singing to dullness. And I saw Glenn wrote on the board. What kind of word he wrote on the board? Somebody can remember this?
Laxity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And also there's another word in English. It's slaughter? Slopter?
No.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me about this one. So, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I got again the teaching from a retreater. So nice. And he said, you know, he had a friend who was practicing for 10 years mindfulness practice, but he was meditating in dullness. And he became stupid and he had to go to the mental hospital. And this will happen when you really meditate for hours in dullness. Yeah? If you recognize, no problem. But if you meditate, you know, 2 hours a day, full into dullness, then you start to lose your intelligence. Yeah? And this will lead, and the retreater, he saw actually the person who was a man from Italy. Yeah? Even his face was like, you know, like, I don't know, people have this when they get into mental hospital? I don't know, like, a little bit. I don't know. But this he could even see, you know. He was really surprised to see this. He told me this personally. Yeah. Yeah. So my experience with dullness, I was meditating for many years in dullness because I had no teacher. Yeah. And what I discovered is that what I normally did in 1 hour took me all day. Yeah. And it felt very peaceful. It went even when I went out of my session. Yeah. It felt very peaceful. Yeah. And also my mind became less intelligent. And also when somebody would ask me a question, it was like, I'm not sure, maybe, you know, in this thick energy of dullness. Yeah? So this is also how you can check after meditation, yeah, when somebody comes to you and asks you a question, you should answer like this. Boom. But then it's like, oh, maybe, let's see, I'm not sure. Probably you were meditating in dullness. Yeah? Recognize this, honestly. Yeah, I try to finish my story. And then, of course, I have many parts. So what happened also in my life, I was meditating, always with my eyes closed, and then my body was like this. And then people came to me and said, Richard, you know, you're meditating. Like, and then, oh, I'm not aware of this, you know. Yeah. So what happened, I went so much into dullness that I came out of my body. So my body was meditating in the room, and I was walking through the house. And I really thought I was came out of the meditation, and I was walking. And then I was in the kitchen, and then I realized, you know, even without thoughts, I realized the body is there. And then I fell back into the body. It was very painful. Very painful. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I really came out of the body, or that it was like in the dullness, like in a dream. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it felt really like I was out of the body. Really, it felt like that. Yeah. 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 And I remember also in the time I was giving yoga classes, I became such a famous yoga teacher in Holland. Because I was leading everybody into dullness. And I felt like, wow, I never experienced this peace before. All the people, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So I did a lot of purification practice on this. I was not aware of it. Yeah. And happily, I always had a proper motivation and to benefit the people. Because when he would sit there with attachment and lead people into dullness, then definitely has karmic result. Definitely. Because my meditation, my motivation was pure to benefit them. Probably it will not have a negative effect coming back. That way. I remember I was giving yoga classes, and then I was in the yoga session myself, went more into dullness. And then I walked out with the radio from the school, I forgot my bag in the bus, and my keys and So first of all, honestly, you decide not to go into it, to take refuge in it, because many people do. So when you feel like, whoa, I start, and you can feel it's like sinking a little bit down into it, and you go into the state that feels the energy of that mind is more. More tick, and you feel like, there we go again. You go into this very peaceful tick energy. So when you see, I'm seeing into this, what you do is bring more concentration, more focus, open even the eyes. But there's subtle dullness and gross dullness. And with the subtle one, even the concentration point is there. And you think, I'm still not my concentration point, I'm not in dullness. But you can feel the energy. Lift you up. Very important. So also what I learned so much from my retreater friend is amazing. He also told me that tell the people in the morning before I do meditation to do something physically with the body. Prostrations or running or yoga. Because then the energy flows nice in the body, and then when you meditate then less difficulties. Much more concentration.
Do you mean that dullness, the state of mind, what I think I had it yesterday, I was still tired by meditating, and then I was just like this. Is this dullness, or is it just being tired?
Maybe you were touching it a little bit. There is also sleepiness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's different, yeah. It's better to fall asleep than to stay in dullness,
I realized if I do meditation with open eyes, all form of meditation.
Yes.
There's a less dullness.
Yes.
And the moment I feel like I try to come out of meditation.
Yes, very good.
That way I can break it.
Very good. I wanted to explain this also.
I realized it before that.
Very good, yeah. Because I forgot to tell the group, to tell you. You see with the eyes open, a little bit open, the moment you sink into dullness, or you lose the concentration, you see the eyes stay closed.
Yeah, you can feel the eyes heavy as well.
Exactly, yeah. As a reminder, a very good reminder. And also, I was surprised. I went 3 years ago, I went to Thailand. And I went to 2 monasteries. And there were even monks I saw sitting like this. I was really surprised. Now you've been in Thailand? Really surprised. So dullness you also can experience on more body level. And then what you see then is that you sit straight and you feel inside that the body is twisting or that the body is moving like this. Or that the body becomes bigger, the room becomes smaller or bigger, or that you sink into the ground. And when this happens, open the eyes. It feels also very pleasant. Open the eyes and don't go in it. And probably straight away it's gone. And you can go back to your concentration point.
So this is done because I tried meditating one time because of all the pain and I was laying there. And then I got the feeling, this figure from Michelin, like this Michelin person. It's getting like this, and then I had this feeling, it was not bad, but I was wondering, this is the sign of dullness?
That is going into, but it comes more from body level now, And there was recently somebody in my course, and she did yoga nidra. And I was so surprised, I was so deep into dullness. And I talked with her, but she felt like, I don't want to give it up or make a change. She really liked it. And I could already see the problems in her life, just how she was walking and doing the things. So also with yoga nidra, you have to be mindful. Very mindful, And the best thing is if you go into mindfulness, have a teacher. And connect with the teacher, with your experiences. It's very important. Very important,
Yes.
You will recognize it. And discuss it with a teacher, with your experience you have. It's very important. Yeah? No, honestly, yeah.